This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
January the 23rd of 2025. The time is 9:07. Lots of sunshine in downtown Wausau. Fair skies, but a chilly start. 2 degrees above zero is the temperature. Wind chill factor of 11 below zero. I am Chad Holmes. Yes, despite sounding different today, going through a little laryngitis here this morning. Maybe a little more than a little laryngitis. Apologize for the voice, but glad you could be with us. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up, we're going to hear a conversation that, again, myself and BJ Brandt had last evening during our big high school sports show. Our coach guest last evening was the Wausau West High School boys basketball coach, Nate Lemons. Warriors off to a 9-4 start this year, off to a very good start. So we will have the coach of the Warriors in the conversation we had coming up in just a few minutes. I know it's cheating a little bit, but I think that having an interview that where the voice is a little better probably is better radio as well. So again, trying to fight through this, hoping that it's going to get better and better, or else I'm going to have to make a phone call or two later today, because we have ourselves a big high school hockey matchup tonight. Wausau West Warriors and the Stevens Point Panthers. Both teams ranked. Wausau West number 6 in the state. Stevens Point number 1 in the state. Warriors come in winners of 7 games in a row. They're 12-4 overall. They're 5-1 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Stevens Point is undefeated. They're 16-0 on the season, and they are 6-0 in the WVC. Game will be played at the KB Willett Ice Arena in Stevens Point. We'll have live coverage starting with the pregame show at 6:35 and the opening faceoff at 7 o'clock. That is Wausau West Warrior High School Hockey tonight on 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Final day without Ian. Today I could use Ian to help share the load here in terms of the talk. But in the last 20 minutes or so, I received a message from Ian as he is wrapping up a very special vacation. We heard that his folks, for Christmas, gave him a trip down to Orlando, Disney World. Lots of fun. And we've been talking this week about the weather being a little bit cooler down there, like here. It's been cold, been a cold snap throughout much of the country. But got the pictures, and it was the first time ever that Ian was going on a commercial airliner. So saw some pictures of the flight, then saw some pictures of when they got down to Florida, him and his father were going down there, and then saw some pictures of the amusement park and a lot of the activities that partaking in. So it looks like lots of fun for our in-studio engineer and producer, Ian Welsh. He will be back with us tomorrow morning. We'll get a complete report on all the activities down in Florida as well. So, again, very happy to see those pictures. Very happy to hear from Ian that despite the cooler weather, some of the pictures wearing jackets. Probably wanted to be out there in short sleeves, but at the same time, still did not look bad compared to what we were getting early in the week. Definitely not bad at all. So, again, we'll find out exactly what the trip was like with Ian coming up tomorrow morning on the program as well. Also tomorrow morning, we'll be joined in the first hour by our Civic Media sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Mike has plenty to talk about. He was gave us some sound yesterday, some interesting sound from the press conference introducing Ben Johnson as the new head coach of the Chicago Bears. And he mentioned the Packers coach, Matt LaFleur. Johnson was talking about the great coaches in the NFC North, talked about his former boss, Dan Campbell in Detroit, talked about the other coaches. When he mentioned, he said it was really nice beating Matt LaFleur twice a year. People in Chicago enjoy that. I'm sure people in Green Bay heard it. So that Bear-Packer rivalry with the new coach of the Bears, I'm sure will be heating up as it tends to do. Also, yesterday, the Milwaukee Bucks were supposed to be in action, taking on the New Orleans Hornets down in the Big Easy. But we talked about earlier in the week that there was snow on Bourbon Street. And that snow in New Orleans led to a snowout. So this year, number of snowouts in Milwaukee, 0. Number of snowouts in New Orleans, 1. Crazy stuff indeed. So Bucks were off yesterday, so because of that postponement, still 24-17 on the season, and the Bucks getting set to take on Miami tomorrow night. And Bucks right now 4th in the Eastern Conference playoff race. Also, again, the big story yesterday, down in Milwaukee, former WAOW-TV meteorologist, current CBS 58 meteorologist in Milwaukee, Sam Cuffell, was fired from her job in Milwaukee for posting to Instagram, her personal Instagram account, that Elon Musk Nazi saluted twice on Inauguration Day. And the pictures are there. The video is there. The evidence is there. But apparently, and there was some colorful language in the personal post as well, but apparently it crossed some sort of line for WDJT-TV, Channel 58 in Milwaukee. Employees at Channel 58 were told yesterday that Sam Cuffell was no longer with the station, as reported by the Journal Sentinel. And there's been quite a response to the firing of Sam Cuffell. And the bottom line is it's wrong. And I I'm not a lawyer. I don't know whether or not Channel 58 did anything illegal, but at the very least, they did something that was wrong. Elon Musk, the richest person in the world, the man who has spoken of himself since buying Twitter and turning it into X as a free speech warrior, makes a Nazi salute. All right, I'm going to take a step back. He made a salute that has been compared and is very, very close, if not exact, like a Nazi salute. But where is the free speech warrior right now? And the whole idea of where this started is it was flagged by a far-right conservative talk show host in Milwaukee named Dan O'Donnell. He posted on his civic media, on his social media account about Sam Cuffell's Elon Musk posting, called it vulgar, and then says spreading the lie that Elon Musk was giving a Nazi salute. You know, these conservatives, these MAGAs, I don't know what they're calling it. I mean, it's just wrong. It's wrong that in 2025, 3 days into a new administration, that you're not allowed to call what you see what it is. And again, we are in a country where we should be allowed to push back on fascism and Nazism and not lose your jobs over it. The kowtowing has to stop. It has to stop immediately. It is wrong. It's a dark, dark, dark cloud over our country right now. Who's going to step up and who's not going to step up? And you should not be fired for stepping up. But frankly, it should be worth it. I'm curious to see what happens next. A lot of folks are saying, yes, Sam Cuffell will land on her feet. I think she will, but it doesn't take away the, I'm sure, the shock and the pain of losing one's job. I'm sure it's a very tough time for Sam. Hopefully, again, things will work out in more ways than one. So, again, a lot, I'm sure, still to follow. But, boy, when I heard this yesterday, it was just anger. Anger at this happening. How could this happen where you call out the richest person in the world for giving a Nazi salute not once but twice, and the person that gets pushback is the person pointing out the fascist salute? No, that should not happen. The time is 9:18. Coming up, we will hear a conversation again with a coach of the Wausau West basketball team. Nate Lemons, off to a great start this season. Of course, we are your home for Wausau West High School boys basketball. We will talk to Coach Nate Lemons coming up next. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, suffering through a little bout of laryngitis here this morning. So, gonna go back where last night, my voice was a bit better last night, but woke up this morning not sounding very good. But last night, was hosting the big high school sports show. My co-host last night was BJ Brandt, and our coach guest for the week was Wausau West boys basketball coach Nate Lemons. Warriors 9-4 on the season, and started off with our conversation with Coach Lemons, where he talked about the positives of his work at Wausau West.
I think, though, that is one thing that I think at Wausau West, like I've been so fortunate with, is that you have that, I guess, connection and that friendship with the other coaches. It's not like I'm in my sport and my zone and I'm only worried about basketball. Like I bounce, you know, ideas off of BJ, or, you know, there's a good connection with our coaching staff. We're all rooting for each other, and It's been, you know, over 12 years now. It's been great just getting to know guys. We've had kind of, you know, on the boys' end, we've had a pretty consistent, you know, coaching staff as far as guys that have been around, and it's a lot of fun, especially when you can have that, you know, that type of communication and talk about things, whether it be life, whether it be basketball, whether it be hockey, mm-hmm. coaching in general. You know, our sports are different, but a lot of the things we teach and a lot of things we emphasize are the same. So. Mm-hmm. It's always great when you can do that, and it's been a lot of fun.
12 years, man. And the thing about it is, for both you guys, I mean, how many years now is this?
This is 11.
11. I mean, yeah. We don't see it as much in high school athletics. I mean, there's just a lot going on, and it seems like a lot more change with the coaching staffs and head coaches. I mean, there's a lot put on the plate. I think it's very obvious for a lot of people that follow it. What's kept you going? Because obviously you got to love this job because you put so much time into it. There's so many layers to what you do. What is it that has really kept you going for 12 years? And at Wausau, I think you kind of touched on it with Wausau West, but boy, I mean, I don't think people realize the amount of weight that goes on the shoulders for people that run programs, because it's not just the varsity, it's a whole program. What are the biggest reasons that have kept you in this with a young family and everything else in your life?
Well, I think one thing is just the people at West. I've been so fortunate, you know, for 12 years to be a part of that building. We have a great staff. We have a great coaching staff. We have great administration. So I think as the further you get into this and you start running into some of the unfortunate situations that we deal with, when you see the backing, when you see the support, not just from our admin, but from our teaching staff and things like that, that's the kind of stuff that you're like, you know, I'm not really worried right now about, oh, we could go here with, you know, Uber amount of talent or anything like that. It's just, it's about where you feel appreciated and where you can coach the way you want to coach, and that fits your personality. And that's never been a question for me at Wausau West. I've always been allowed to coach the way I want to coach. And obviously the kids. I mean, I've been so blessed with the character of kids that we've had. Obviously, you know, you're going to have, you know, kids that don't agree with your philosophy or, you know, don't mesh or whatever, but we've had that at such a minimal rate. We've just had great kids throughout our program, and that's honestly what makes it. The wins and losses are great. We sit up at night about the losses. The wins, it's like, okay, you know, when you move on, you're thinking about the next thing. We take the losses a lot harder than the kids do. But
I've noticed that in the show. When I have a coach on after a Tuesday night loss, they're still feeling it. The kids, they get back into school, back into their lives, yeah. and they're ready for the next challenge.
Yeah, but I just think just all the way through the program, it just keeps you going when you get to coach great kids that are great human beings. And then you know, like, for example, I just got two kids engaged that I coached, and, you know, another one that's going to get married here and in the fall. So those are the things. Now it's kind of coming full circle for me that you're now seeing those players that you coach now move on with their lives, and they're raising families, or they're getting married, or they're off getting a big job, and you hear about it. Those are the things that I think probably keep you connected and keep you wanting to keep going.
Think about where you were year one and where you are now. What's your greatest growth moment as a coach through that 12-year period?
Probably perspective, just keeping things in perspective. You know, I think as a young coach, you live play by play. I still am intense, but I was probably to a point where it was like, holy man, like, you know, you watch yourself now and it's like, you probably realize as a coach, you're like, man, no wonder why the kids are turning it over. You got them so nervous because you're all excited. So, I think that perspective on, you know, and keeping things simple. I think you, as a young coach, you come in with all these ideas and all these things that you think are going to be magic potion to get kids to put the ball in the hoop, or to this new exciting, you know, set that you think is going to score every time. Mm-hmm. And the longer you get into it, you're back to, you know, I coach my son's fourth grade team and we do some of the same stuff at the varsity level. And me and BJ have talked about it. Just the simple things that take you so far that it's harder to do than what people realize, because you always are intrigued by all the stuff that's out there. But year one especially, just keeping it simple and keeping it in perspective.
Let's talk about this year. And obviously it's been a very interesting start, a very good start. You've had a trip to Florida. You've had a lot going on up to this point. But one thing that stood out when I've talked to you is that you've been really impressed with your guys, that they've grown in a way that, in terms of toughness, in terms of being able to finish games, that maybe was even a little surprising to you. And that has to be a wonderful thing.
Well, yeah, I think anytime a team surprises you with things that you
in a positive
were
way
be a struggle,
yeah.
But just, I mean, we've defended beyond what I thought we were gonna, and mm-hmm. we just talked about that tonight, especially rebounding the basketball. You know, we weren't great offensively against Marshfield, but we allowed zero offensive rebounds against Marshfield, who has us, I think, about 6 inches at each position. So just our grit, the way we rebounded against East and kept them off the glass and kept them on the perimeter. Even in a game like, you know, Everest, where we weren't good offensively, defensively, you know, we kept ourselves around after we turned off Felch's water a little bit. But I just thought we were going to have to score the ball better than what we are, because I think we have more in the tank offensively and can – I think be a little bit better offensively and more consistent, but defensively we have just been a very, very difficult team to score on, and I thought that was going to be something that we were going to have to, I guess, emphasize a little bit more than right now. That's kind of what we're hanging our hat on.
We're going to have more with Wausau West head boys basketball coach Nate Lemons coming up, but an information update is coming up next. The time is 9:29. You're on 98.9 WXCO.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Another tricky day. The Who. Been a tricky morning as I've been fighting a case of laryngitis here this morning. But we're talking from last night, last evening on the Big High School Sports Show. BJ Brandt and myself were talking to Wausau West High School boys basketball coach Nate Lemons. Warriors 9-4 on the season, heading into a game at Merrill tomorrow night, which will be broadcast right here on WXCO. But BJ started with another question for Coach Nate Lemons.
A little bit about that growth, because as you know, Nate and I've talked a lot over the years, and we've shared, you know, 5 a.m. practices with our groups, and as a coach, you always want to, you want other teams to say, man, that was tough to play against you. Talk about how this group has changed from a year ago, from 2 years ago. Some of these guys have significant experience, and some guys don't, and how you're able to get them to buy in, because everybody loves to score 90 points a game, but they don't maybe necessarily understand how important it is to hold other teams to a certain level and how hard it is to play defense.
Yeah, and you know, kind of piggybacking off of your question about year one, I think that's one thing that we've always done pretty well, is we've always just said, you know what, we're going to control what we can control. Mm-hmm. We're rarely ever the most talented team or the most athletic team. But man, you're really going to have to work to outwork us and outcompete us and be tougher than us. And I think that team, I thought this year going into it, that was going to be what maybe my greatest challenge of all the teams I've coached, is like, man, we're going to have to just figure some things out with this team of how do we get them tough and grit. And we really haven't. I mean, I think we've just been the tougher team, which has allowed us to have the success that we've had. But I think understanding who you are is so important. And our kids have done that really, really well. They don't try to be anybody they're not. And I think that's so important in having a successful season, because when you have to convince kids, like, hey, we're not a 90-point team. I mean, if the gym's empty, I don't know if we can score 90. And getting them to buy into that, to where we have to share the basketball. And that's what this team has done. They've just said, this is who we are. They can score the basketball, but they can't do so in the same way that some of these teams can, that have just guys that individually can break you down or individually can just make plays. We have kids that can play, but they have to share the basketball. The ball has to move. We have to get them in positions where they can attack the correct way, and a way to play that plays to their strengths. And I think that's what this team has done so well. Even when we, you know, struggled offensively, like Everest, we took 22 more shots than they did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just, we're getting the shots we want. We're giving ourselves second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth chances.
Yeah.
They're just not going in. And that's something that you can say, okay, well, we still put ourselves in a position. And the same with Marshfield. I mean, they made 13 threes against us, but I thought defensively, you know, we gave up 50 points. Off
they
of
have five
threes,
twos,
you know, and so we didn't shoot the ball well.
Right.
And so that's, I think, the struggle with us right now is when it's not clicking early, get out of the quicksand, because we just keep working harder and harder, but we're continuing to settle instead of we're going to get the ball here and it's going to just keep building and we're going to get ourselves out of this little rut. We've stayed in offensive ruts in some of these games where it's just a struggle.
Again, we're talking to Nate Lemons, head boys basketball coach at Wausau West, here on 98.9 WXCO. You mentioned a couple of times the D.C. Everest game and the Marshfield game. I got to talk about the really big games that you won. Mm-hmm. I mean, go to Stevens Point and beat the Panthers for the first time in a long time. Go to Wausau East and be able to go home on a Friday night with a W. Those had to have been just really... What was the feeling for the guys? Because obviously those were significant, especially the Spash game early, where you talked about maybe you had some questions early. You had a game against Eau Claire North that you probably thought you should have won, but you bounced right back with that Stevens Point game. Those were, for lack of a better term, gut check games, weren't they?
Yeah, and I think you just touched on it. How we bounced back, because before each one of those games, we lost a game that we felt like the Eau Claire North, we were in control, and we felt we got on our heels and we just kind of gave it away. And then the Everest game, we just felt like we didn't do things, and we just didn't play a good game on our home floor with the ability to beat a quality team. But then we responded the next game. So we lose to Eau Claire North, we come back, we beat Spash on their floor. We lose a tough one to Everest, and we come back and we go to East and we beat them. And East was probably our best game all year as far as how we played. Defensively, we were so good. You know, Bennett's ability to keep Jesse in front, he's a really good basketball player. And then our big's ability to keep, you know, Kaylee and those guys on the perimeter and just not let them, when you watch them on film, how many second chance opportunities they get. And when they're scoring, then they can set up their press. We just didn't allow them to set up things that the way they wanted. And then offensively, we were so efficient in that game. Those are the responses that you're looking for from a team. You know, you lose a tough game and you come back the next and it's gone, and you're focused and you come out and perform after losing a tough game. Those are the things as a coach for me. It's like, you know, you can really win with those guys.
Efficient is a word that is not exciting, but I do think it says a lot about a number of your guys. I think that when you look at Griffin Lang, he I don't know if floats is the word, but he moves around in such a way where he's so smooth out there. And I think you can say that about a number of your guys, that they're very efficient in what they do. You look at Bennett, who continues to be just a consistent presence. Sometimes I think Kargi may be a little more, we can call exciting at times, because he's got some really, he's got some great talent. But if you look at Nico, I mean, just does things really well. You give him the ball, he executes well. Miles, I mean, you just keep going down the list. Efficient is a really good word to describe a lot of these guys, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think it's efficient in their role. You know, and Miles has a role, and he's efficient in it. Nico has a role, and he's efficient in it. And those guys staying in their lanes, accepting that, embracing that, has allowed us to be efficient. You know, to talk about Griff, that kid, he's like a 35-year-old in a 18-year-old body. I mean, he thinks the game to a very high level. I mean, he sees things and makes plays and understands the game at a level that not a lot of high school kids see. And the same thing, we're constantly on him of like, come on, man, be assertive. But that's just how he plays the game. And so I think as he is – progressed as a sophomore, you know, he played as a freshman for us, junior. Yeah. I've had to kind of tell myself, like, let him be who he is. And because I was always like, come on, you got to, you know, play harder. It seems like sometimes like he's like, man, you're taking a break. He's so analytical of the game and always thinking about what could be happening. That at times I've bogged him down because I'm trying to make him be more assertive or more up-tempo than I think what he wants to do. And so I've really had to just say, Griff is Griff. He knows what he's doing. Let Griff be Griff. And he communicates. We have really good conversations. Mm-hmm. But he's a unique player. I'll use that word.
When I watch him, it's almost like you can see, like, if you were at the chalkboard, you know, because he would always probably move exactly the way it would be designed. He knows exactly where to be. He knows exactly where he needs to be. And then, you know, as you design it, you execute it to put it in the hole, and he's going to put it in the hole. I mean, he looks like that type. It's like sometimes there's some guys that are a bit more, you know, crazy when it comes in, but they get the job done. He just looks like, hey, this is the way it's going to get done, and he's going to get it done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's been truly a pleasure to coach, and obviously one of the, I mean, you talk about great kid. I mean, I don't know, they don't make too many of them like Griffin, and you could go down the list with that with our senior right. class as far as, you can talk about five kids, couldn't ask for five better seniors, kids that have just led by example, led. We have some vocal leaders, just a good mix of kids that have really, really just been a really good leadership example for our program. Mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit about the Florida trip. I mean, you guys got to go down, enjoy some sunshine and basketball, and I'm sure a lot of other things. There's probably more than basketball with that trip. Talk about that trip and what it meant for you guys.
Yeah, and you know what, BJ, I don't know how you feel about if, and I don't know if hockey's increased games, but I'm so not for 24 games, you know, so the season gets long. So it feels like if you don't do anything during Christmas that you get just jammed. And so what a great trip. And again, it's easy to take trips like this when you have great kids that you turn loose and you don't feel like, you know, you're going to be getting a phone call or things like that. And they're going to represent your program. A little more interesting than the last time we went down, we got delayed 13 hours. So we had to reroute flights, and our parents did a great job of rebooking our flights. So we get down, we get there at about 1:30 a.m. have to play the team that ended up winning it. We want another shot at them, so we might go to New York. But and then just, you know, you play a game a day, and then the kids are free to go to the resort, go to Universal. You can wake up early in the morning, so it's kind of been a thing. Now we did it the last time we went down there, and this year too, where we all wake up. So because you're at the resort, you get early access to Universal, so we all wake up, coaches mm-hmm. everything, and we go and do all the rides, the roller coasters.
No lines,
and,
huh?
Yeah, no lines, and the coaches, and we go and we do it as a team, and then the kids are off just doing whatever. And it's just a great experience. The families come down. You know, my family went down there, so it's just a really great way to you're still getting basketball games in. You know, you're still competing and focusing on getting better, but it's in a much more relaxed fashion and just allowing yourselves to kind of be, letting them be kids, but yet at the same time building, you know, that culture of your basketball program.
Well, and that you said it best. I mean, right now with the way the schedule is, you have to do something over the holiday break, because otherwise you're playing, you know, 15 games in the month of January. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's a great trip for you guys to be able to get away a little bit. Like, we take ours to Green Bay. We don't go to Florida. There's not a Green Bay, Florida, but maybe we'll find one.
Chaperone for you next time.
So, but it's fun to see you guys enjoy yourself, and obviously you were successful down there, which is a big part of it too.
Yeah, we were successful the last time we were there, and you know, I'd love to have another shot. That was another game that we went cold offensively, but just, you know, how the kids battled down there. But I think more importantly down there, when you go on a trip and it's just so, I don't know what the word is. It's just so satisfying as a coach when you can go down there and you literally are not thinking about anything. You know, the kids are texting you like, hey, I'm going here. I'm going here. Okay. And you can just be with your team and just be enjoying the fact that we have a group of guys that are blessed enough to play basketball. And we are fortunate enough from a booster club standpoint that we have the funds to go down there, and just giving kids an experience that they'll remember, you know, forever.
Let's talk about your conference. Going into the year, it looked like it was going to be a loaded conference, and it is a loaded conference. And the thing is, people knocking each other off. I mean, we mentioned your games. I mean, It's just a really fun conference this year, isn't it? I guess from the outside. I don't know how much inside, but it's really it's as good as it's been in a while, hasn't it? Isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And you have when you have a team like, you know, the level of Marshfield and then you stack, you know, teams like Spash and us and Everest and East, you know, with the talent that they have, and Everest is only gonna get more talented with Cohen coming back. So and I don't know why everyone's sleeping on Merrill, but that they have played teams so well this year, and Troy's done a good job of getting those kids to play hard. When you watch them on film, they scare you because they play so hard and they play together and they move the basketball. So it's every night it's a test, and every night if you're not performing at the level you need to, it doesn't matter if you're home or away, you're going to come out not real happy about the performance.
We'll have more with Nate Lemons in just a few moments. I'm Chad Holmes again. Apologize a little bit of, as you can hear, a little laryngitis. So we're bringing you some of the discussions we had last evening on the Big High School Sports Show. But we'll take a quick time out. The time is 9:48. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And Chad Holmes back with you here at 9:51, continuing a discussion we had last evening. Myself and BJ Brandt with Wausau West boys basketball coach Nate Lemons, and asked about the fact that we're already deep into the season, but they have a very busy next month coming up. Still 11 games to go in the regular season.
Yeah, and I think that's what bothers me the most about the 24 games is that, you know, the longer I coach, it's a balance. You know, if my first 4 or 5 years, I would be, okay, Sunday night, we're going to – and I just think high school kids, they burn out a little quicker. They lose that interest. So it's that balance of keeping the fire going, keeping the mojo going, that intensity. We practice hard. Mm-hmm. So keeping that intensity, and then when you have games stacked like that – sometimes as a coach, you don't feel like you can really work on some of the things to the level in which you want to work on them. So that's the challenge. And offensively, I think the biggest thing is guys are going to shoot the ball better than what they are.
Sure.
I've been happy with our shot selection. I've been happy with the way the ball is moving. But again, I think if we can put a little more pressure on the rim with whether it be some of our cutting action or whether it be with our ability to just put the ball on the floor, or our willingness to put the ball on the floor, I think that could get us maybe a little bit more, you know, to the free throw line, or that could get us a little bit more at the rim. Sometimes I feel we're a little bit content as an offense. Mm-hmm. We start settling from the perimeter, and then when it's not going, that's where I talk about the quicksand. We're just trying harder and harder. I got the next one. Let's get a couple at the rim. Let's get a high-low action, things like that. Maybe we've moved away from that we were doing a little bit more efficiently to start the season.
We were talking about the hockey still doing the coaches getting together. And I think we wanted to kind of get a feel. Do you think that the Valley Bean, I think at a higher level this year, you're going to get that respect from the computer? Do you trust the computer?
No.
I guess because I wanted to ask you about that, because in listening to BJ, he says, you know, we can go in there and we can go right down the line and say this, this, and this. You guys don't have that opportunity. Is that something that I guess generally you're feeling about that?
Yeah. I don't know how I feel one way or the other. I felt like when we did a coaches meeting, I'm not for these big sectionals because then you get conferences pinned against conferences, and I don't think people vote appropriately. I've always been someone that says, you know, I'm going to vote to where I feel teams are. It's the fair way to go. We've moved away from that. Now we vote to either get our conference stacked or we think our conference is better than this conference. And then the computer, there's no rhyme or reason. They don't give us the formula. They don't tell us the weighted, you know, amounts to what's weighted. And so then the seedings come out and it's like, well, head-to-head obviously isn't a huge thing.
If it anything.
And so I guess I don't really like the computer. The only thing the computer does is it saves me an hour, 2 hour drive to go to a seating meeting. But at least at the seating meetings, you could look people in the eye and say, well, we beat you. Or, no, you're right, we didn't beat you. And you can start stacking it together. And I felt like there was a little more accurate interpretation of the sectional. But again, I'm not a huge fan of four teams for Division One. I think that's a joke.
It is.
You know, we used to have eight teams, and we used to have our sectionals and demographics of the state. But we're running into a lot of, you know, competitive balance and all this stuff. And we don't have a system to do competitive balance. I mean, we can say that teams are better in the southeast part of the state or the Fox Valley, whatever. The fact of the matter is when teams are good, they rise and they get through their sectional and they win state championships, and it doesn't matter what their sectional looked like. You know, when Spash was winning their state championships, the Valley still thought they were better than us. So that stuff frustrates me, you know. But ultimately, what are you going to do about it? So you just go and you try to control what you can control. You know, we got to win basketball games. We got to beat people. We got to go play a tough schedule, even though that doesn't seem to matter anymore either. But it does get us ready for the playoffs. And I think we've played a tough enough schedule that when we do go up against, you know, quality opponents, we've been there. We've seen that athleticism. We've seen that speed. So we're ready for those types of things.
One of the things that, you know, as a coach, as you – age in this game, whether you're head coach, assistant coach, or combined years, right? We've been in this for a really long time, is getting involved with your coaches association. Is that something that because obviously when you and I complain about the things that we can't control, we try to find a way maybe we can't control it. Is that as you've gotten into this business, have you found yourself maybe more involved in the coaches association or just maybe a little more interest in some of those things to have a little bit of say in some of the outcomes that maybe we didn't like?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't run for any positions, but I mean, I've coached the All-Star game a number of times. I've done clinics and stuff for the WBCA. And I'm always, you know, part of the emails of voting and, you know, sharing the surveys and things like that. But ultimately, some of the things that I think are our biggest gripes or our biggest setbacks from a basketball standpoint, from the WBCA, we talk about and we express, but ultimately they fall in the hands of someone else. So I don't know if that was a setup question.
Well, no.
There's a lot of knowing looks here, I think.
Well, I think all of the coaches' associations feel the same way. Yeah. I mean, I think, we try to guide our sport to the best that we can because we know what our kids want and we know what our kids need and you know, the experiences that they want and what they need for their high school athletic experience. But ultimately, we're not in control. I mean, the WIA ultimately makes a decision, whether that's from the board of directors or the liaison or whatever it may be. But, you know, I know that I can speak from my experience as the president. We've had a really good relationship. It hasn't always been good. I mean, it's this ebbs and flows as people come through and change positions. But I can, like, having an outsider watching your computer rankings and watching some of that stuff, totally understand the conference alignment because we're a little bit in it now on our side with the Big Rivers. And you just you look at it and you just hope when guys go to the meeting that they're doing the right thing, as you would say, for the right team to get everything right. And I think on the hockey side, it's a little bit easier because we don't have 200 plus teams. We've got 86 more. Mm-hmm. You know, there's obviously more than 200 in basketball. But, you know, those little things that people don't think about that fall on a head coach's plate and things that keep us up at night.
And we have to end it right there. There's even more. So if you missed our big high school sports show last night, you can listen to it at on the show page at civicmedia.us or on air at WXCO.FM, also on Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcasts as well. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Ian will be back, and we'll have our Friday. Again, apologize for the voice. Hopefully, it'll be better tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day. and keep it right here on WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.